Gingrich's game. The former Speaker of the House wants to speak for conservatives by taking down Mitt Romney. Good for the GOP, or is a silent majority of Republicans going to give Newt Gingrich the nomination? On this Friday, February 3rd, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Gingrich, in it to what? Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
We're going to have a talk with Newt Gingrich's national campaign chairman. We'll have some thoughts on the Super Bowl and somber reflections on the death of a gay college student a year and a half ago. Our listeners are talking about the Komen Planned Parenthood controversy. A listener named Kimberly posted this to our Facebook page. Komen should be taking heavy criticism. Are all the pink bows raising money to cure breast cancer or to support their political agenda? What do you think? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And let's go right to the headline.
Where that controversy is at the top, Komen CEO Nancy Brinker says her cancer charity did not bow to political pressure when removing its funding for Planned Parenthood's breast screening services.
The scurrilous accusations being hurled at this organization are profoundly hurtful to so many of us who've put our heart, soul, and lives into this organization. But more importantly, they are a dangerous distraction from the work that still remains to be done.
Tuesday, Planned Parenthood revealed 19 of its affiliates will no longer receive grants from the Komen Foundation because of revamped criteria that bars new grants to groups under local, state, or federal investigations. In Washington, 26 U.S. senators, all Democrats, and independent Bernie Sanders signed a letter calling on Komen to reconsider its decision.
Clashes in Egypt between security forces and people protesting over the deaths of 74 soccer fans are continuing outside the Interior Ministry in Cairo. Two people were killed in the city of Suez in confrontations overnight. Sami Noman, a politician linked to the Muslim Brotherhood, tells our partner the BBC it's unclear whether police at the match had acted improperly or were simply incompetent.
The police didn't play its role to prevent the Masri fans and protect the Ahli fans. We feel there is something wrong with the police reaction, but we don't know if it was deliberate or not.
Revolutionary youth groups within Cairo are calling for protesters to remain on the streets over the weekend.
Iran is warning America that any attempt to attack it or impose sanctions over its nuclear program will be met with force. That threat comes from the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, and it comes a day after the Israeli defense minister, Ehud Barak, said time was running out to halt Iran's nuclear ambitions. U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta has also expressed concern that Israel may be positioning itself for a surprise attack. The Senate has passed a bill to explicitly prevent members of Congress and administration officials from using non-public information for insider training. New disclosure requirements will require public reports online within 30 days of buying and selling stock.
So now it will be really, really, really no kidding anymore, folks, illegal for insider trading among lawmakers and people in the White House. Latest job figures come out later this morning. That will be a big story. The Labor Department is expected to report slow growth in the U.S. economy, but an improving labor market trend should remain intact. And let's take a look at the markets. Asian markets are mixed at this hour. European indices are up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow starts at 12,705. The S&P begins at 1,325, and the Nasdaq opens at 2,859. The Susan G. Komen Foundation for the Cure is taking a heavy criticism after cutting ties to Planned Parenthood. They haven't articulated what their position is or why they've done it. Planned Parenthood has been getting donations from all over the country, and the money that the Susan G. Komen for the Cure Foundation was supplying has actually been restored by private donations. A listener named Helen posted to Facebook to say, "I never trusted Komen. I have donated to Planned Parenthood in the past and will do so again." Are you a breast cancer survivor? Has it affected someone you love? Do you have a political position against Planned Parenthood and can explain this decision by the Komen Foundation to us? Give us your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Coming up, the GOP presidential candidates are heading into their fourth national contest tomorrow. Congressman Bob Walker, the chairman of the Gingrich campaign, will be joining us to talk about the Nevada caucuses and everything else in the Gingrich campaign on The Takeaway.